falls in, how he would, assuming that that the teshlumin are api halacha, how he would allocate the teshlumin. So he said the way it works in court is that first the court decides this person is, let's say, 50% responsible. This person is 50%, or this person is 50% responsible, or 40% responsible. And then they figure out the damages, and then they divide the damages. So I asked him why both defendants have to have the same trial. Why can't the one who dug it 10 have his own trial, and the one who dug the second 10 have his own? And why does it have to be that between two of them they pay 100% of the person's damages? Right? The person who fell in is entitled to 100% of his damages. If one person dug it 20, he'd get 100%. So if two people dug it, so they shots up, this guy is a third responsible, that's two thirds, so he has to pay a third, and he has to pay two thirds, so it totals 100%. So I asked him why. You let the first person go to court separately, and he'll tell you that you can't prove I did 50% of damages. Let's say you can only prove he did 20%. And the second person will also say, you can't prove I did 50%. Maybe I'll say the 20%. Like, why? Why does the person have to get paid the total? You follow what I'm saying? One person dug 10 tefachim. Second person dug the second 10 tefachim. Nobody could say for sure, when this person came by, fell in, and broke his leg, no one could say for sure who caused what. It's possible the first 10 tefachim, nothing would have happened. It's possible. 10 tefachim is not so deep. And why does it have to work that you figure out the damages and you allot it, the person gets 100% of his damages, you just have to figure out who pays how much. Why? Why are they shutfin? They're not shutfin in the sense that they own a b'shutfin.
They're shutfin in the sense of hazard.
That I don't understand. But let's say you and I, both each of us has a gun and there's a plate glass window. And we both shoot. And one of the bullets hit the window when it was whole. And one of the bullets hit the window as it was breaking. So, but we can't prove who shot which bullet. I mean, you figure out who shot which bullet. You can't figure out which bullet hit the window first.
This is like we're both shooting the same gun at the same time.
It's not the same gun. I only dug 10 tefachim, and the other person dug 10 tefachim. No one could prove that my 10 tefachim broke a healthy person. It could be that the 10 tefachim wouldn't have broken the healthy person. Sometimes a 10 tefachim bar doesn't break a healthy person. The question is, there seems to be that for some reason, I'm not asking on the American court system, I'm asking on our Shulchan Aruch, that it seems to be that here we don't say Hamaitzim Echaveri Olavaraya for some reason. When one person dug a bar of 10 and the other person dug the next 10, for some reason we don't say Hamaitzim Echaveri Olavaraya. We don't say that each person could say maybe my thing didn't do it. And that has been bothering me in the whole sugya, why it's that way.
What creature contributes to the damage, and yet you'll still, since you become a shifter from one animal, that one animal does damage.
That's true, but
so
here
it
becomes one bar, but I'm only responsible for the top 10 tefachim of the bar. I'm not responsible for the bottom 10.
It doesn't become one animal.
It's one bar of 20, but if Eliyahu Navi would tell us that in the 10 tefach bar he wouldn't have broken his leg, so then I'd be potter. Well, you know, he didn't come and tell us, so we don't know. But it's certainly possible. We have people every day who fall into 10 tefachim bar that don't break their legs. So, the question, why you don't say Hamaitzim Olavaraya?
It's two shutim on a field together. Yeah. Someone trips and hurts himself. Unless they would ask him, yes, great. They would say that they can't fight Hamaitzim either one.
You want to see Yesh Breira later? No, Breira doesn't work that way. Breira is, if we have field of shutfis, and I make an agreement with you where Sunday and Tuesday and Thursday I'm in the field, and Monday, Wednesday, and Friday we're in the field. So Yesh Breira means that on Sunday it's totally yours, on Monday it's totally mine. So Nachinami, if somebody breaks his leg on your day, so you're responsible. If somebody breaks it on my day, I'm responsible.
They're both just, right, the Machlokes and Gemara, they're both just, do you say that each person owns the whole thing, or each person owns the part of the field?
Yeah.
So if you chat that each person can own a little piece of the field, you're going to say that they can't prove which the field in it?
When we say each person owns, the Kozman, they don't split. Each person only owns half of every mashahu.
So they're both chayiv, none of them are chayiv.
They're going to both be equally chayiv, but it's not similar to this case. Because this case, I only dug a bar of 10. I'm not a shutif in your 10. I'm responsible for the first 10 tefachim of the fall, and you're responsible for the second 10 tefachim. Now this animal came by and it fell in. So the question, we're not shutfim. I dug 10 and you dug 10. We know exactly which 10 I dug and which 10 you dug. Just there's nobody in the world that could prove to me why the animal broke its leg. Was it because of the top 10 tefachim, or was it because of the whole the second 10? Nobody in the world could prove it, so therefore we end up paying 50-50. But it's possible that my 10 wouldn't have done any damage. Right, this is what bothers me in the beginning of the sugya, in the case of the bar. And I think we'll have a mahalach now in discussing the Rambam's shot in Marbe B'Chavila. And really, it's a Rambam. Question of what the explanation is. But it's a Rambam. Okay, I told you when we started the sugya that we're going to have five cases. I told you there are five cases of Mazik B'Shutfus. So I really lied, because it's really six cases. It's five cases in the Gemara, but there are two pshat in the Marbe B'Chavila, so it's a little misleading, because the Rambam is a totally different case than Marbe B'Chavila. So we had Bar, and we had Chamisha Shaimrim, and we have Marbe B'Chavila, and then we're going to have the Safsol and the Chamisha Shehukol B'Eser Maklas. In Chavila is the second case, and we'll just deal with the Rambam's case briefly. The Rambam's case is the following. An animal is loaded up with chavilais, with bundles. Somebody goes and he puts, five people put five bundles, each one puts one bundle on an animal. And the animal is walking, it's carrying its bundles like animals do. A person comes and he puts a sixth bundle on the animal. So, and now the animal collapses and it dies. So the sixth person is chayiv, because the first five bundles they were carrying perfectly well. So the sixth person is chayiv because he's the one that did it. That's marbe b'chavilas. Ibalav iu, you have to be goyis. Ibalav iu ozla. Without his sixth bundle, it was able to go. Pshita. It's pashit. The sixth person is chayiv. The first five people didn't do anything wrong. If Balaviu Nami Loyazla, if after the five people put the five bundles, the animal is already collapsing, and the sixth person put the sixth bundle on, so he collapsed, he died a little more quickly. So we say that the first five are chayiv, because their five were enough to kill the animal. And the sixth person is potter. Even though it needs a hezber, the sixth person, he caused it to be speeded up a little bit. As I state in Rambam, that Ib de Balav Iu, Loika Ozla, without his sixth bundle, was already collapsing. My Kovit, and the Rambam is like, Rashi, my Kovit is Potter, see a Potter. So that's how the Rambam touches the Gemara. And the Galen Yonenu, the Rambam says the third case. The Rambam says, Im Eino Yodua, if it's not known if the animal was collapsing from the first five, you couldn't tell. Five people put bundles on, and nobody turned on the ignition yet. Nobody tried to make the animal walk. The animal is standing by, it's tied to a post. If it's walking, we assume it's capable of carrying a five. But it's still tied to the post. They put on five. Now a person put on a sixth. The animal collapsed. So if it's Eina Yadua, if it was able to go without the sixth bundle, then Mishalman Bishavim. Then they have to divide the hezek. Who divides the hezek? The person who put the sixth bundle, and the person who put the fifth bundle, And if the fourth bundle was a suffix, he also, the first bundle, there's no suffix. He didn't do anything. But anybody who's included in the suffix, if his bundle caused the animal to collapse, kulam mishalim mishalim. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Pei Gimel, Sif Dalet. It's brought, ki'ilu it's a davar pashut. So here, the ktsais, in Shin Pei Gimel, Sif Katan Aleph, he asks the kasha, in the case of Ein Yadua, when you put on a sixth bundle and the animal collapsed, and we don't know which bundle caused it, so what's the kasha? Why do they split the payment? Why are they splitting payment? You know if the fifth bundle did it, if the sixth bundle did it. So they should all be potter. They should all be potter. So the Tzitz says, we see the Rambam Shita, that if you do a Maisa Hezek, you certainly did a Maisa Hezek, it's just not clear if this is what caused the damage, that we don't say, HaMaisim HaChadayel HaVaraya, you're Yechayev, Hezber, you may be a Hezber, but if your Vadai did a Maisa Hezek, no Shaila, you did a Maisa Hezek, you put a Chavila on a bundle, on an animal, now it could be it would have died anyway, but you Lamaisa put a Diramaisa Hezek. So the only question is whether you're Chayev or not, that we do not say, HaMaisim HaChadayel HaVaraya, it needs a Hezber. We find such a thing. In Shin Pei Ches, a few pages later in Shulchan Aruch, Siv Zayin, in the Dinim of a Meiser, we know that if you're a Meiser, if you show the government someone's money, they come and take it, Shalak Adin, that the Meiser is Chayiv. So the Shulchan Aruch has a case, Shnayim Shamasru Zeh Achar Zeh. Two people, one after the other, they went over to this government crook, and they both told him that plenty has money stashed away in this spot. Shnayim Shamasru Zeh Achar Zeh. So it says the Rishon is Chayiv, and the second one is Potter, because it's for sure that when you meister to the government, that the first one is already, it's going to happen because of the first one, you don't need the second one, and therefore the first one is chayiv. Shulchan Aruch it says, if niftar min harishon, if somehow the first mesira he was found innocent, and then the second mesira came up, then asheni chayiv. It's possible if somebody got out of the first one and the second one was mechayiv, asheni chayiv. Zok deshach Suffolk. What happens if you're not sure? The government came and took it, but we're not sure it's because of the first meiser or the second meiser. So the Shah says, "Hamaytzim echaberi all of Araya and Shneim Peturim." So there again, the Ktzais comes. Ktzais is in Shin Pei Ches of Katan Yud. The Ktzais says his chiddush from Shin Pei Gimel. That he says it's chiddush from Shin Pei Gimel. That no, the shach is wrong. If you vadei did a maisa hezek, you're a maisa. Your vadei did a maisa mesir. He went to the government. He was maisa. Question is, didn't do anything. A vadei maisa and a suffik, if the hezek came about, is b'chefes chayiv. And if it's a suffik, which maisa did it? Then they split. Then they both have to pay. And they split. So that we see again the Ktzais is saying this aside, that if it's Becheskas Maisa Hezek, it's Zichadir Maisa Hezek. The question is if there was any result from it, that Mesafik were Machayiv. And once you start finding these cases, there are a few other similar cases. We discussed once on Daf Gimel a Rambam, a different Rambam, by a Shoyl who borrows something. And if it's by Lavi Imai, your potter. The Shoyl borrowed something, it was a suffix by Lavi Imai. Let's say the Bialim started to work in the afternoon, and then they found the animal died. They don't know when it died. The Safik Bialim, right? So the Rambam says, Yechayiv. By Safik Bialim. Why Yechayiv? Safik. So the Rambam holds that by Shoyel, you're Becheskes Chiyiv. So you have a Ptor, you're Becheskes Chiyiv. So what we see from this whole business is that there are cases where we do not say Hameitzim Mechaveri all over Raya. The case where someone Zichad Dina Maisa Hezik, and it's a Safik if his Maisa Hezik is enough to be Mechayiv him, but it was Zichad Maisa Hezik, the Hashem Shiva is that Yechayiv the Safik. That's what we see from all of these cases. It's done. That's the Pshat. Getting back to Bar Yod and Bar Chof. With this, I would understand. You dug a Bar Yod. You zichad din ma'aser. That's Roy Lahazik. Someone else came. Was Mashlim to Chof. Someone, an animal fell in and broke its leg. Now, our question is: did your Yod Lamaisa cause it or not? It's certainly Roy to cause it. Did a Lamaisa cause it or did it not Lamaisa cause it? L'chayra, this is going with that same Rambam Shita. That if you did a Vaday Maisa Hezek and a Safik, if there's a reason that you should be Chayiv or not, that Mesafik, you're Chayiv.
Why are you taking a bar for Shor Maisa Hezek?
Why is taking a bar for Shor Maisa Hezek? In Marvit Bechavilah is more of a Maisa Hezek. Digging a bar. The only reason digging a bar is Vadei Maisa Hezek is because the Torah is mechayev you for digging a bar.
Only when the person
yeah. Yeah. Otherwise it will be a grammar. If the Torah didn't say anything, if I dig a bar, so it's Adam HaMahadik. I dug a hole, and if someone falls in, I'm a guy, I'm a potter. But once the Torah said that a bar is a mazik, so I created a mazik. I created a bar, which is a mazik. Alf the Adam, it's not about anything. I thought of a mazik. He didn't certainly. He dug a hole. Who says anybody will get hurt? But once the Torah calls bar a mazik, and I create a bar, I created a mazik. Now it may not damage anybody. But
I would be fair if the case where he shot the gun and you're not sure whether the last one. Here, the actual mice is a mice that has. Here, if a person falls into this bar, he doesn't get hurt.
Let's compare it to a mice. A mice comes and tells the government, plenty has his money there. Is that a mice that has it? Yes. It may end up that the money's not taken. There are cases with Nifter, where the government pocketed it. But it doesn't matter. Being Meister is a Meister Hezek. That's a good comparable case. And there we say, the Ketzai says, that if we don't say Meister Chayav Araya, once you're a Meister, you have a Shem Mazik. So that's comparable to our case. You're actually the gun, or putting a Chavil on is a little worse. But the actual mice itself
can do damage. Here,
digging
this
a bar.
Alone is totally
mice and bar is exactly the same. There's no difference if I dig a bar and a person can get hurt. Or if I show a government agent, this is where he's hiding his wheat. In both cases, I didn't do any hezek. I just caused someone else the possibility of being massive. So here I caused the government to be passed, and here I caused the bar. I think you created a mazik and you're chayav. I don't know, it's my only way out. If somebody has a better way out, I'll be masking. But it seems that would be that would seem to be the hezber.
By bar, the first person's bar is not here.
Yeah.
The hevel is not his hevel anymore.
A hevel is not so shrek. It could be it is his hevel. The first 10 tefachim hevel are the same hevel.
Okay, so
Chabot,
so it's not his car. It's sitting on the other. It's going to be side by side, and you have to do the inverter. So one of you took away the
inverter. So I don't know how to deal with that either. That's the separate kasha, which in Taka bothers me in the sugya, that the person who dug 10 tefachim created a certain Makam Chabata, a certain place a person or animal could bang himself. The second person took that away and created a different Makam Chabata at 20 Tfachim. I would think the 10 Tefach bar is gone. It's not here anymore.
If someone makes a difference, they don't pull up another 10 Tfachim in the town.
hill.
Makes a hill. The side is going up, another 10 shekels.
Then the bar is 20.
It's still there. It says, created an opening where there's a possibility of chabad. Otherwise, it's a short time.
The place can use the lashon, like you're saying, that it's not the chabata, it's the fool. It's the tenth half a fall. The mela, there's a chabata when you hit the ground. Right? The animal falls 10 tefachim. The mela, when it hits the ground, there's a chabata. It seems that the fall is the bar, not the bottom, even though the fall doesn't kill him. The guy could be falling off the Empire State Building on the way down. He's in perfect health. There's nothing wrong with him. It's the chabata that kills him. But it seems that the mazik of... If the mazik of the bar is the chabata, then you're right, and then you're right. It seems to be a problematic. It seems the mazik is the plunge, the fall down.
Even in Hevel, the first verse of the bar was wider than deep, so there is no Hevel, it would be positive.
Yeah. That's where Rav holds. That's Kaka Elam and Eddie Stalton. So, alright. These are all the chidushim here in the sugya. Let's see the next case, which is one of the most interesting cases in Shas. Seems even little kids remember this, thanks to Papa Baraba. Heisha Yashva Sasal Echad, Balai Shavrua, Uba Acher Vyashava Lavishavra, Yachin Chayiv. So, where is this in Akashim? That's the first time it is from a Braisa. The previous cases were just made up cases by the Amiraim. Here, the Gemara is from a Braisa. Five people are sitting on a bench, and it's a bench that can accommodate six normal weight people, apparently. Five people are sitting there, Balai Shavru. Uba Acher V'yashav Ala V'shavrai. Achrin Chayiv. So we see the last one is the one that's Chayiv. The last one is the one who's Chayiv. This is very similar to the Rambam's Ma'aveh B'Chadilim, that the first five bundles didn't break it, and the sixth bundle broke it. Okay, it's very similar. Here also you have five people sitting on a bench, and now the sixth person came, and he broke it. It's Chayiv. It's Pashut Chayiv. Bomer of Papa, Kagoyin Papa Baraba. It means the sixth person is a very heavy person, like Papa Baraba was a very heavy person. Which means Hezbollah. Who cares? Papa Baraba. If the sixth person is normal weight, he could still be the one that breaks the bench. No? Has to be Papa Baraba. The sixth person breaks the bench. Who cares if he's fat or not? If the bench can only hold five people, see, even if he weighs 100 pounds, and he sits down, no?
The bench can hold four.
So it must be a bench that holds six normal people, and it can't hold Papa Baraba. Okay, we'll go with that. We'll see the Rashbam and Tosis in a minute. Hechiga, Elin with the Balavi Yula Yisvar, if it would not have broken without him, Shita, the five people are normal people. Ella the Balavi Yunami Yisvar would have broken anyway. If so, my COVID, he's done nothing. So the Gemara could stop here. So that's why the Mishnah didn't say the case. Because either case is Shrek. So Gemara is going to ask, so, how are you going to explain this Braisa? And we're going to see the case of Kaichai. Let's stop here. We're going so far on our Mishnah. Why didn't our Mishnah say the case of Heshi Yashua HaSafsol K'smaman HaShach? If Balaviyu La Yitbar, then it's Pshita. And if Balaviyu Nami Yitbar, yeah. The question is, what's the din if Balav Iyu Nami Isvar? If Balav Iyu Lo Yisvar, what's the halacha? What's coming out from this Gemara? If you have five people sitting on a bench, and it wouldn't break, and a sixth person sits down, and now it breaks. That right? Could be nice and could happen, a very easy case. You don't need a Papa Baraba for it. You have a bench that supports five normal people, and a sixth person comes and he sits down and he puts his weight. So Balav Iyu Loi Isvar, what's the din? So what's the Gemara say? What's the din? What? If Balav Iyu Loi Isvar, then who's Chayiv? The last person. It's true? Five people are sitting on a bench. It's not breaking. The sixth person comes and he sits down. It's not made for six people. And it cracks. Only the sixth person is naive. That's what comes after this Gemara. L'chayr. What? So the Gemara later says, Leima lehu, why can't the sixth person tell the first five? In la avatun bididi lehavi misper. Why can't he say, why should I pay? It broke because of all six of us. So what should be the din l'chayra? That all six, that they all pay equally. How do you understand what should be the din? Five people are sitting, the sixth person sits down, and now it breaks. They're all chayv equally, or only the sixth person? So the way Gra Gimel explains the Gemara, explains the way Rashi explained the Gemara, that's Takara Din. If five people are sitting on a bench and the sixth person comes, then all six are equally responsible. That means the first five should stand up. That's the way the Gra learns. He's learning it into Rashi, I think it's in Rambam too. Certainly into Rashi. That, so you hear the case, five people sitting on a bench, a sixth person comes down, you tell him, get out of here, you're going to break the bench. He says, I don't care. He sits down. Are you mechuyev to get up, the first people? Rashi apparently holds you mechuyev to get up. If not, you're a mazik. The mehezek came from all six together. That's what Rashi holds. Okay, the Tur and the Mukiyasef, the Farish, disagree. The Tur and the Mukiyasef say, no, if five people are sitting on a good bench, nothing wrong, and a sixth person comes, only the sixth person's chayv. But the Gemara says, Leima lehu, it's going on the case later, that five people are sitting, and the bench would normally break in 2 hours. A sixth person comes, now it's going to break in 1 hour. There, all six are equally responsible. But if you have five people sitting on a normally good bench and they can sit there forever, nothing would happen. When the sixth person comes, he alone is chayiv. So we have here a machlaikis, Rashi against, we'll call it the Tor, even though it's also the Farish Muki Yosef, we'll call it Rashi and the Tor. In a case where five people are sitting on a bench that could last forever, and the sixth person sits down, are they all chayiv, or is only the sixth person chayiv? What's the svara? Which way is more svaradic? Which way does the svara go? Huh? The sixth. Why is the sixth any more chayiv than the first five? Assuming it didn't break the first instant he sat down. He sat down, now there are six of them, and the bench starts creaking, and it breaks. Why should the sixth person be more chayiv than the first five?
They had a right to be.
Why should they get up? They should get up because they're breaking the bench.
They were sitting there for 5 minutes.
Till now, there were five people on the bench. Now there are six people on the bench.
They come together.
So what did they fear first? You're allowed to be mazik someone because you're there first?
I'm not mazik. You came when you came.
But the bench, let's say all of them weigh 200 pounds. The bench could hold 1,000 pounds. So cause a man, you have five 200 pounders on it. It's not breaking. Right now you have six 200 pounders. The sixth guy's not breaking it. All six are breaking it. No? Aren't all six breaking it? Well, isn't that, aren't the first people chayiv to get up? If you're sitting on someone's bench and it can only hold one person, you're sitting there, someone else comes, you say, don't sit here, you're going to break it. He sits anyway. Aren't you chayiv to stand up? Huh? You're allowed to stay sitting on someone's bench? What? He shouldn't have sat down, but you're also supposed to, you shouldn't sit there.
But you're sitting there,
you have to get out of the house. That's Mazik. Don't you have to get out of your mouth? You are doing a Mazik. You have two people, there's a bench that can hold 200 pounds, and there are two 200 pound people sitting on it. So why does the first person less responsible than the second?
Well, it is Mazik sitting, that's not a Mazik, is it?
His nice abstain is a nice hezek.
But even he sat down, it's perfect. Just that the next person is coming, isn't he responsible?
Okay, why? Because the first person's ma'aser, not a ma'aser hezek. That explanation is a good explanation. But people are going to. But does he have to get up? Does he have to get up to answer my first question? If you're sitting on a bench, someone else comes, and now it's going to break. You don't have to get up? Of course you have to get up. How can you break someone's bench?
Now you bring him back to
him. It's the two of you breaking.
You got to review about it. It's his ma'aser that's causing him to break.
Not mechuyev to get up. You think that's true? I don't want you sitting on my benches. If you're sitting on my benches, you're break. You're not going to jump up. Of course you would jump up. You're not going to jump up. If you're sitting on a bench, just because you're first and someone else came second, if he's breaking, you wouldn't jump up. And of course you would. That's a shame. No, no. You're breaking the guy's bench. Sicha, you would get up. There's no shame. No shame. Rashi holds that the first person has to get up. Period. He's chayiv. He's a mazik. Rashi holds no matter what, you have to get up. You're a mazik. You're an equal mazik. If you're sitting on a bench and someone else sits on the bench, you're equally mazikim, and you're both chayiv. That's Rashi Shita. It's very mustaber to me. I think the more perfect way is Rashi. That. It's true, it's not fair, I was first come, first serve, all these things are true, but you can't be mazik someone because of that. In fact, it's not fair, but you still can't be mazik somebody. If I'm sitting on a bench, and I have a right to be there, and I ask permission from the owner, and you didn't ask permission, and you come and sit, I have to stand up, because my right is going to break the bench. I understand Rashi much more, much clearer than the Shita Sator. I understand that if you're sitting on a bench, all right, if you don't know it's going to break, is one thing. That's why the Gemara says, Gagan Papa Barabba, that chlor is going to break. So, it's going to break. The way I understand, you have to get up. The Torah apparently holds, like you're saying, that you don't have to jump up, let the other person be responsible. I don't have to jump out of my seat. I was wondering, according to Rashi, what would be the din if the first person sitting there is the owner of the bench? And the second person comes and sits. Is the owner also mechuyev to get up?
Well, it means
you don't pay 50%. To Rashi, maybe you could argue the owner. The owner says, "Has a right to be on the bench." No.
If the owner lets him sit there, then.
If the owner doesn't let him sit there,
what would he might make?
I say, I don't give you permission to sit there. I'm sitting on a bench. I don't give you permission to sit. You sit. Now it's going to break. I don't have to jump up. I mean, I can break my bench if I want, but I'm responsible to jump up, no? Not the stump. All right, if the owner is a separate child.
Why isn't it compared to a case where you have a regular bench that can't hold one person, or a chair that can't hold a person that is very heavy? And he sits down and he breaks it. Maybe you can compare the case where it's five people sitting and one person comes.
Because in the case where one person is too heavy, sits on a bench, then
he can't support him, he sat down and broke.
Can't support him.
Same thing here.
He sat down and it broke. He's chayiv. He broke it. All the sitters are chayiv. He's the only one. In the other case, there were five sitters, so all the five are chayiv.
Well, when he sat down,
there
wasn't enough weight to support him.
So he's chayiv, because there wasn't enough weight to support him. Okay, but if you have five people, there wasn't enough weight to support all of them, then they all have to get up.
No?
No. There has to be someone who could get up. If you can't get up, I'm asking them. I'll tell you where there's a kasha on the Torah, on your shita. The Torah shita is the last one is chayiv. Question is, why is it different, the case where five people are sitting, they can sit forever, and then the sixth person sits down, that the Torah says only the sixth is chayiv. And yet in the Gemara's case, that the Gemara will say in a minute, where five people are sitting and it would last for 2 hours, and the sixth person comes and sits down, that will only last for 1 hour, and it breaks after an hour, everyone holds kulam chayav. There, everyone holds kulam chayav. Now, lishitascha, I should be able to say, look, I could sit here for up to 2 hours. Up to an hour and 59 minutes, it's not going to break. I'm sitting here. You come and you sit down. I have a right to sit here an hour and 59 minutes. If after an hour it breaks, I should be potter. Yet, the Torah and the Mukhi Yosef are moida to Rashi. In that case, which is clear in the next piece of Gemara, that if it would normally break in 2 hours, and the sixth person sits down, and now it breaks in 1 hour, that kumam chayavim. And the other five can't say, first come, first serve, we had a right to sit here for an hour. They can't say that. They're chayav anyway. Why is that different than the case where the first five are sitting and it's never going to break? And the sixth person comes and we say the first five don't have to get up. So it seemed like you're saying, Rav Aryeh Leib says the silent, that it depends if the mice is called, the mice has it. When five people are sitting on a perfectly good bench, it's not a Maisa Hezek at all. So therefore, when the sixth person sits, he's chayiv himself. When five people are sitting on a bench that would break in 1 hour, in 2 hours, it's a Maisa Hezek. It's going to break in 2 hours. And then the sixth person comes and sits down, so now they're all doing a Maisa Hezek, they're all responsible. That's the sheet of the Torah and the Mukhi Yosef. Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds all the cases are the same. You always have to get up. So you understand this chat apparently that it's a Maisa Hezek. I was wondering, why is it a Maisa Hezek? If a bench could support me for 2 hours and I sit here for 1 hour, how does it work when a person sits on a bench that could support him for, let's say, up to 2 hours? Is pshat that the bench is breaking a little bit every second and it gives way at the end of 2 hours? Or that the bench is perfectly good and at the end of 2 hours it suddenly collapses?
I don't know.
What's going to happen? I don't know. You should know how to fix benches. What does it mean? The person sitting on a bench is going to break in 2 hours. What is happening? It pekes v'haylach the whole time. It's sagging a little more, a little more. Is that the Gemara's case? It's sagging a little more, a little more, a little more, and eventually it collapses? How do you picture it? Or, it has to be purchased for Hayaluch. Why? Why? I mean, the Metzius, why is that way? I have no idea. You know, why, physics-wise, why would it break after 2 hours? I don't know. That's a good question. The Metzius, why? What's the physical Metzius? Why would it break after 2 hours suddenly? It says Pesach V'Hailuch. So then, what about Yossi's question? They sit there an hour and 59 minutes, they get up and they come back, it's going to break after 1 minute? It rejuvenates itself. It pops up.
It doesn't matter if you kill it more, if you kill it over a long period of time, or if you kill it like. Right,
you should be fired for damaging it.
Yeah, it has to be.
So it's not perfect.
Yeah, but,
so it breaks suddenly at the end of 2 hours.
Yeah.
But you see, if you. That's, he's saying it has to be the other one.
You have that spur in the seventh period, right? That if, like, if you slowly deteriorate that, right? Like if you took an animal and slowly lowered the value, or if you kill it right on both,
yeah, but here I'm going to talk about lowering the value. Let me explain what I want to do here is understand this part that the Torah and Mukhi Yosef are saying that it's a Maisa Hezek right away, even in the first hour. It's a Maisa Hezek. So if the Metzius is that the bench is Pesach V'Hailech, it starts to suddenly, slowly, slowly sag, then I'm asking, then I understand. Ultimately, it cracked. The crack was a result of many seconds of sagging. So eventually, they broke. I understand then I can understand Rabbi Leib's vart, that in a case where a person's sitting, he can sit there forever, he's not pleches v'haylach, there's no mazik. Then the sixth person did everything. In a case where it can last 2 hours, and the sixth person comes, and it breaks in an hour, so they're all chayiv. If the Metzius is that if Pesach V'Hailuch, as time goes on, then Rabbi Leib, I understand. If the Metzius is that in the first hour nothing breaks,
and it's just somehow that in the second hour it breaks, then I would not understand Rabbi Yalei. Why are the first five are not Mazikin? The first five are not Mazikin. So I guess we have to learn the Metzius is that it's Pesach Fayelach the whole time. The bar? You see, the bar is different. There's no Pesach Fayelach on the bar.
But something might fall
in
the break, and something might fall in the break.
Well, the Gemara is telling us a case that it would break in 2 hours, now it's breaking in an hour. I don't know how the Gemara figured out the case.
And the whole time you could have determined that the last day the bridge was out, you say the first 30 days that you could have returned, that doesn't matter. Like, what is the last day? It's telling the last month.
So here, the first 16, yeah, you know why? Because they're not Einstein. Not she lost it, but she ever said by this.
First time he wasn't really missing that.
But here, when they sit on the bench, the whole time they're punished, they're Mazikin. The first second, it starts to get worse. And the last second, it's breaking. They're still sitting
that
there.
That the bench won't get better.
It won't recover.
Right.
No, even if it could recover. Even let's say the Mitzvah, I don't know Mitzvah. So let's say Mitzvah says the bench could recuperate. The Amazikin, just no Hezek happened. No, that place is fine. Let's just nothing happened. But if a person, a sixth person comes, then that place is fine. Did cause something to happen, and then they're fine.
Well, like I said, the Meister Hezek is what they did. As long as it is a Meister, it makes a difference. Let's say someone drops something down a building and he has a string attached to a mattress underneath it.
Yeah.
And he could pull it up. As long as it's still going down, he could still pull it to catch it. So when do you consider the Meister Hezek?
Well, in the case where if there's a mattress on the ground, someone throws something off the ceiling.
Throw it on half the mattress. Throw it inside. And he could pull the mattress underneath.
Oh, he could save it. He doesn't save it. He's kind.
But when the Meister has it?
When he threw it.
When he threw it. So here's the, when you sit down, the Meister has it for sitting down, even though nothing will happen until 2 hours later. But the Meister is sitting down.
Even if it's not Pesach Fayelach. You consider a Meister Hezek.
The whole time when it's falling down, it's Pesach Fayelach.
You throw something off a roof, it's not a Tefira Tavar. As soon as you let go of something, it's on the way down from the roof, it's broken. In the eyes of Allah, it's broken. Even though you can save it. No, if you can save it, then it's not a Tefira.
So when's the
Meister
Hezek?
So maybe you're right. Maybe Meister Hezek is the only one who breaks. Machinami, if you could save it.
So the Meister Hezek is when you. Because the Meister Hezek is a Shem al-Paisa over there? Because he could save it?
I don't know. Maybe that's telling you what we're still clearing now. It's hard to prove from there. Although the Svara, you're right. The Svara of the Meister Hezek is what happened earlier. He just failed to save it. So when I sit on a bench, the pshat is I'm breaking the bench if I could save it by standing up.
Yeah.
That's lumbus.
This is not
perfect
for Hezek. Throwing down a glass is not perfect for Hezek. It's going to be broken.
Yeah, and he means to say, and still it's considered my Hezek when you throw it. So maybe even on a good bench, it's not Pesach Fayelach. That's the time. Okay, I don't know. In Sfarite, I would see that it was Pesach Fayelach, it's a Meister Hezek, and it's not. It's not a Meister Hezek at all. That's what I would say.
It's Pesach Fayelach. What is the doing damage? What would there be possible? Why would
they
be fucked if the whole time
they're
being
fucked
the whole time?
For the damage that's happening in the first hour. I don't know, maybe if you get up, you don't think such a Matthias, that the bench gets better if you stand up. So what's a Matthias? And a Matthias is the other way, maybe. So a Matthias is that it suddenly gives way at the end of 2 hours? It's funny, you know, these things happen all the time. People sit on a bench and it cracks eventually, and nobody can figure out why. I don't know. If it suddenly breaks at the end of 2 hours, then I understand Rashi's pshat much better, and it's hard to understand in the term. It could be what that's what they're arguing in. Why benches break? Alright, so Klar, yeah, Machlokes, Tor, and Rashi in a case where people are sitting on a bench that they could sit forever, and a sixth person comes. There's no machlokes in the Gemara's case. Five people are sitting. It would break in 2 hours. It's going to break in 1 hour. That there's no machlokes. That the Gemara says kulam chayavim. The mechuyev to get up. A person can't say first come first serve. I was here first. I have a right to be here. You're right. You do have a right to be here. But if you're going to be matzik, you're still going to be chayav. That's the. That's what comes out from this Gemara. And this Likud is the only Likud that needs Hesber. What's the difference if it's a good bench that the first five are not mechuyev to jump up, and if it's a bad bench and in the first hour they are mechuyev to get up? That's the Likud that still needs some sort of explanation. And now we turn to Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos of the Papa of our Abba. It's printed on the Yom Aleph. Machlek is the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashbam makes it even more interesting. The Rashbam says that all six people were Papa Barabbas. It doesn't mean that only the sixth person was Papa Barabbas. Even the first five were Papa Barabbas. Why does the Rashbam need this? Tell him. Rashbam's taina is that for normal people, if normal people sit on a normal bench and it breaks, that's Mesa Machmas Malacha and your partner. That's his taina. That is the taina of the Rashbam. Still, so why do all six have to be Papa Barabbas?
What?
It has to be his Nopator. How do you know the first five? Because the Gemara has a case where the first five, after 2 hours, would be chayiv. When we break after 2 hours, they'd be chayiv. So, bothers the Rashbam. How could they be chayiv? They're normal people sitting on a normal bench. So, it must be that they're not normal people. And therefore, it's a case of Mesa Machmas Malach. That's the Rashbam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. He says that only Chapton Papa Barabba for the case of Kaichai, which we didn't even discuss yet today, that really doesn't have to be a Papa Barabba person. Could be any person. I don't see in Tosis that Rabbeinu Tam answers the Rashbam's kasha. The Rashbam asked that it's Mesa Machmas Malacha. The Chayra, he didn't answer. If it's normal people, then the bench is Mesa Machmas Malacha. So it's not clear how Rabbeinu Tam would answer this question.
It's not Shaul.
Why is it not Shaul?
Someone has a bench on the side of his house, and someone on the side of my bus stop, someone on the side of his
house. Even Brashus.
Not
Shaul? Or Shalai Brashus?
Shalai Brashus.
The Gemara can mean Shalai Brashus. That's a case of Mazik. It could be. Rabbeinu Tam could be learning that they're all sitting without permission. All sitting without permission. Shoy Shlomidas is a goslin, but he didn't take it. He just sat on it. Can you stop me from sitting on your bench? What? Which words? What? You looking at Rabbeinu Tam or in the Rashbam? The Torah seems to say that it's with permission. Right? The Torah is with permission, and that's why Mesa Machmas Malach is Pater. Right? And whoever comes can sit on it. Whoever wants can come and sit on it. So that means with permission, Pashas. Right? You ask him? Stamazai is permission. So if Stamazai is permission, how does Rabbeinu Tam learn? Why isn't the Pator Mesa Machmas Malacha? It's without permission. Could be it's without permission. Do you have to give me permission to sit on your bench? If you have a bench and I want to sit on it, you say, I don't give you permission. Do I need your permission to sit on your bench? I'm not moving it. I mean, if it could support me. Unless you have a solid rock bench in front of your house. Unless you don't have to go into your property, it's right at the edge of your property. Did you ask me to sit on your bench?
Bench is property.
So let's say it isn't your property. Did you ask me to sit on your bench? What am I with my eyes on? If I sit, then there's all the classes. So
So maybe you don't need permission to sit on people's benches. Unless it's a break. Are you all masking? Because someone asked me to sit on his bench.
I tell you anything,
no, using something, I'm taking it, I'm a gazlan. A bench, I'm not taking it, it's right where it was. And I'm just sitting on it. It's still where it was a minute ago, it's still there a minute later.
Aren't people like slogans on other people's walls?
There was certainly a derech to hide things in the wall. Right, so it's not relevant to us with permission, without permission, Mr. Okay, so let's start again. How does Rabbeinu Tami answer the Rashbam's cash? The Rashbam said that it's nice for machas malacha. If you let people use your bench, he has a din of a shayil, and it's nice for machas malacha. So you should be potter. If it's not talking by Papa Bar Shaul type people, Papa Bar Abba type people, so you should be potter. So Rabbeinu Tam is not answering the Rashbam's point. Rashbam says they all have to be Papa Bar Abba, and they have no permission to sit there. Because if not, it's Meisa Machas Malacha. If not, it's Meisa Machas Malacha.
Even though you're allowed to use it by...
Says this, it's really in the Sivis. The Sivis is not going on our Sugis. It's in the Sivis. Ra'ileib, also all this is in the Samach. He says an interesting derher that there's a difference between a shayil and a mishtamish brishos. They're two different things. A shayil is someone who borrows something, and a mishtamish brishos is it's a different halacha. A shayil, according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is a Rabbeinu Rashbam parent doesn't agree with this. A shayil is someone who actually takes something and borrows it. If I go into your house and I'm visiting you, and I sit down on a chair in your house, and the chair breaks, I'm chayiv an oinsim. Let's say both bodies. I'm chayiv an oinsim. The shayla is chayiv an oinsim, right? If I borrow your thing, I'm chayiv an oinsim. If I go into your house and I sit down waiting for you, I sit down on the couch or I sit down on a chair, and an oinsim happens, I'm chayiv. Chayiv, not chayiv, not a shayil. I'm a mishtamish b'shus. I'm using your thing with your permission. The Rabbeinu Tam says that doesn't go through with the rules of shayil. That goes through with the klolei mazik. Klolei mazik, whatever the rules of a mazik are. If what I did is enough to be mechayiv miatz a mazik, I walked into your house, sitting on your chair as a nice and mazik, then I'm a mazik, then I'm chayiv. If sitting on your chair is an Ein is Gomor, a Mazik is Potter, a Shayil is Chayim, a Mazik is Potter. So the Taina is, the Machlek Yisir, Rashbam or Rabbeinu Tam is, Rashbam holds when you use someone's bench or a Shayil. It goes to a Dinei Shayil. Rabbeinu Tam says nothing doing. We're not talking about a Shayil. We're talking about someone who walks in and he's a Mishtamish Peshus. Mishtamish Peshus goes to a Dinei Mazik. There's no p'tur meis machas malacha. There's no fear of avayinsim. It goes through with the klalei mazik, and that's our sugya. So that's the shaka b'tayi of our sugya. How do you don dinei mazik? But the Rashbam wanted to introduce the concept of meis machas malacha. Zok there, it's nothing to do with meis machas malacha. Hishtamshus b'shus is not meis machas malacha. It's not the same thing. Very good. Very geshmaki aside. He brings it from the Nesivis. It's late, so I'll leave the Nesivis out. But that's his klal. What we still have to do is kaychay. I don't know if Shad in the Gemara here, the kaychay business here. We'll learn it, but I'm not sure what it is. And then we'll get to our kli ko asar b'nei adam. Sometime above Mitzia we discussed kli ko asar b'nei adam. Besamakwais. Someone could figure out where it was. I don't remember where. We'll get back to it. We'll get to it tomorrow.